Okay, we're on Lamed Aleph, Lamed Aleph. Tana Rabbanan, two dots in the middle of the daf. Tana Rabbanan, Maisa Benochri Echad, Shabol Lifnei Shammai, Amar Lo Kama Toros Yesh Lachem. The Gemara is now going to continue to show how Hillel's humility and patience paid off in Lamaisa Dika things. So somebody came to Goy came to Shammai, and he asked him, how many Torahs do you have? Omar lo shtayim, Torah shebichsav, Torah shebaltel. We have two Torahs, one written and one oral. Omar lo shebichsav, ani mamincha. I believe you about the written Torah. Shebaltel, ani mamincha. I don't believe that the oral Torah is from the Ribbono Shel Olam. Girani al menashe tlamdeni Torah shebichsav. So convert me, but I only want to learn Torah shebichsav, no Torah shebaltel. Goarbo, so Shammai yelled at him. Voltzio benezifa, and he threw him out of his house, with anger. And that's the horror of the halacha, that if a goy says, I'm accepting the whole Torah except for one mitzvah, you're not megayer. So here he doesn't want to accept the whole Torah Shabbal Peh, so Shammai threw him out. Bolifne Hillel, Gire, came to Hillel with the same story, and Hillel was megayer him. Yom Kama Omerle Aleph Beis Gimel Dalet. It's the first day he taught him Aleph Beis. Lemacher Apichle. Next day he changed it around. So some say change around, he means he started from the back of the Aleph Beis. He started Tuf Shin Reish. Others say he changed it around, he called the letters different letters. He called Aleph Beis and Beis Aleph, changed around the things completely. Omer Leva Esma Lo Amar to Lihochi. Yesterday he told me something different. Omer Le Lava Lai Didi Kosamchas. That means that you have to depend on me to tell you what it's all about. The Alper Nomi Smochalai. So be Somach on me, the Torah Shabbal Peh is also part of the Torah. Rashi. Hotzio benezifa, the Tanya, habol kabel divrei chaveros, chutz midover echad, v'chein ger habol is gayer, v'kibel of divrei Torah, chutz midover echad, ein makabelim also. If the ger is makabel the whole Torah, except for one thing, we're not makabelim. He has to makabel everything. It's all or nothing. Meseches bechoros. Girei, so why did Hillel, yes, me magayer him? V'somach al chochmoso, shesofo shiar gilenu lekabel olav. Right, and he was so meich, Hillel, that this guy eventually will come around. So Shiloh, whether he was megayer him al tznai, he was megayer him with the hope that eventually he'd come around, or it wasn't shot he was megayer him yet. He wasn't megayer him yet at all. So the Marsha said, he waited to be megayer him until he saw that he came around, but he's accepted him like for to train him, to teach him to be a ger. But he wasn't megayer him until he came around. The problem with that is, how did he teach him Torah then? He was still a goy. The somach shargin lekabel. The lo dam yeho lechutz midover echot. Because Hillel had held, this is not the same thing as saying, I accept the whole Torah except for one thing. Shelo haya kofer b'Torah Shabbal Peh. He didn't deny the Torah Shabbal Peh. Ela shelo haya maimin shimi pi agvura. He just didn't believe it was min ha-Torah, min ha-Shamayim. Which is unbelievable, what does Rashi say? Right, that's not called kfira b'Torah Shabbal Peh. I believe there's a Gemara, but I don't believe that God gave it. That's not kfira. Right, Torah min Hashemayim is one of the Yud Gimel Ikarim. What's Rashi saying? Right, the Hillel Huftach Sha'achar Shilam Denu Yismocha. After he'll teach him, he'll be somach on him. He'll believe in it. So the Rashash says what it means is the following: in order for a person to be kofir in something, he has to know what it is. You can't deny something you don't know what you're talking about. Right. So therefore, this person Rashi says wasn't kofir in Torah Shabbal Peh. He just didn't know Bechlau what he was talking about. He didn't know what it was Bechlau. So therefore, Hillel held what he'll learn. He'll know. He won't give it up. He won't deny it. He'll accept it. That's not called kfira. Kfira means you have to know what it is that you're denying. But if you have no idea, that's just tamamaratzis. That's not accepting something. That's just not knowing about it, what it is Bechlau. So a person who says he doesn't believe in something, he has no idea what it is, right, that's not called a kofir. That's how the Rashash learns it. Apichle could go and tough shin reish kuf. He went from the back of the Aleph Beis and told him that's how it goes. Lav olai kosamchus minayin atzayodesh zu Aleph zu Beis. And if this part of Rashi is mashma the other way, how do you know this is an Aleph and this is a Beis? Right? Elishli mavaticha. I told you this is an Aleph and I told you this is a Beis. The somachto olai, and you relied on me that I'm telling you the truth. The alper nami smoch al dvorai. Same thing. You can't have, but until this foundation I'm telling him is, you can't have a Torah Shebichsav without a Torah Shebal Peh. Without the explanation of the Chachamim, the Torah doesn't make any sense. So you have to be somech on them that they're telling you what it means. Just as much you have to be somech on me that I'm telling you that the Aleph Beis is the way that I'm telling you and not something different. Okay. Shaila is how he taught him Torah. The Marsha says that if somebody comes to learn to be a ger, then you're allowed to teach him Torah. Because since his intention is to become a ger, so all the Torah you're teaching him is for that purpose. That doesn't go into the issur of giving Torah over to a goy. The Rebbe Akiva Eiger holds not like that. Holds you're not allowed to teach a ger Torah either. You can only teach him the basics, to tell him what mitzvahs are or whatever, and then you can only teach him after he becomes a ger. And Lemaisler, Moshe Feinstein, holds like the Marsha. He says it's impossible that if a goy is not makabel one thing, he's not a ger, so how could it be that he doesn't know what's going on? You have to at least teach him something beforehand. So what they say, what's lemaisa, is usually what we teach a ger is just the basics of mitzvahs, the basics we teach him. But to go into philosophy, tamei ha-mitzvah, these kind of things, not. He accepts it. After that, he can learn with him gemara or something that we don't do. We learn with him just the basics of mitzvahs and halachas, so he should be able to know. He can make a choice, he can make a decision. But to go into limud ha-Torah that has nothing to do with the decision he has to make, that we don't do. Okay, let's go on. Shuv ma'isa b'nochri echot shebolif ne'shamay. Another ma'isa with a goy that came to Mimagair, came to Shamay. Omer le girani al menashe tlandeni kol ha-Torah kulik shani omer al regal achas. I want you to teach me the whole Torah while I stand on one foot. So most of the Mefarshim, I think Marsha also says it, means that I want you to teach me the Torah, I want you to give me one foundation that the whole Torah stands on. Right? Just give me the basic. Right? I want to know all the details. You teach me the one basic, and then after that I'll go into the details. Dochbo ba'amas ha'binyin shebiyodo. So Shammai pushed him out with the level, amas ha'binyin, the level that they use for building that he had in his hand. And the symbolism is that Shammai says, just like a building can't stand on one pillar, it has to have a broad base. Torah also has a broad base. You can't have one thing that represents the whole Torah. Torah has a broad base to it, and I can't teach you one thing, and that will represent the whole Torah. So, Balifnei Hillel, so he came to Hillel, Kirei, and Hillel was Megayer him. Again, either he accepted him for Geiris, or Imamish was Megayer him, knowing that this guy eventually will accept everything. Amar lo, so he said to him, you want to know what the one foot that the whole Torah stands on, the one base, is the aloch sani, what's hated to you, l'chavrach l'savit, don't do to somebody else. Zuhi kol ha-Torah, that's the whole Torah, kol ha-Torah kula. The idach perush and everything else is just explanation. Zil gemor, go learn it. Now you have to know the explanation too, so go learn the details. But everything else is only details, this is the ikr. Rashi. Amas habinyan, makos shehu amas orach umodedim bo orach habinyan, shayu kots in hell umnim kathakach amos bekathakach domes. Rashi learns amas habinyan, not necessarily the level, but the measure, the measuring stick that they use to measure the building. To alach soni lechavrach lo savid, so how does that, the whole Torah, what's hateful to you, don't do to your friend, the Torah that's bein arim lechaveiro. So first Rashi says, Re'acha v're'a v'ichal tazov, Zekarish Baruch Hu. Re'acha also means the Rabbanu Shalom. Don't do what's hateful to you to the Rabbanu Shalom either. You wouldn't want somebody not to listen to you, don't not listen to the Rabbanu Shalom. Do what he wants you to do. So it's talking about Bein Arum L'Makom and Bein Arum L'Chaveru. Al Tavar al Devarav, Sharyalecha son is Shiavar Chaverach al Devarecha. You don't want people not to listen to you, why should you not listen to the Rabbanu Shalom? Lashon Acher, Chaverach Mamash. Another pshat is, chavercha means your earthly friend. Kegon gzeila, geneva, niyu, varova mitzvahs. Most mitzvahs have to do with bein adam l'chaveiro, with things that are bein adam l'chaveiro. It doesn't include the bein adam l'makom part, but it includes the bein adam l'chaveiro. And remember who says it? Hillel knew that the goyim have a problem, the Dvar Avram says it. Says that why didn't the goyim accept the Torah? Because they had problems with losirtzach, losignov. The main things of goyim not keeping the Torah is the beinor lechaveiro. Beinor lemakom, they could be very frum, but beinor lechaveiro is the problem. So therefore, Hillel told this goy something that had to do with beinor lechaveiro. The beinor lemakom he knew he'd accept. The beinor lechaveiro was the problem. Therefore, he told him something that applied to beinor lechaveiro. The question they ask also: why did he give it in the negative? The Torah says, "V'yohachtor echa kamolcho," and you tell them what it said in the Torah. Right? Why do you tell him in Aramaic, Mado Olach Sami? So think, if you hold that you can't teach him Torah, right, only the basics, so he didn't tell him what the Pasuk in the Torah was. He just told him the Perush of it, that there's no Geya to him. Some say that that's because for a Goy, the most he could do is the negative. Not to do to somebody else what you don't want him to do to you. But they should mamish, love somebody like yourself, that he wasn't ready for. And others say, the Marsha says, no, that is the mitzvah. The mitzvah isn't to do for somebody else what you do for yourself, because that's absurd. You always come first. You don't have to buy somebody else a car if you buy yourself a car. What it means is, when it says, it means, don't do to somebody else what you would. So he gave him the perish of that mitzvah. The mitzvah doesn't mean the positive. It only means the negative, not doing the negative. Okay. Shuv Maisa Benochri Echad, another Maisa that happened with a Goy, Shoya Over Achore Beis HaMedrash. He was passing by a Beis Medrash, Vishoma Kol Sofer Shoya Omer, the Eila HaBegodim Ashayasu Choshen the Eifot. He heard the Malamed teaching children, right, that's a Sofer. He heard him teaching him a Pasuk, that these are the Begodim you make for the Kohen Gadol. And they sounded like nice Begodim. He's describing these beautiful Begodim. Omer halolu lemi, so he walked inside and he said to the Malamed, who are these clothing for? Omer lo, the Kohen Gadol. These are the clothing the Kohen Gadol wears. Omer also nochri biatzmo elich vesgayer. So he said, hey, not bad. I think I'll go become a ger. The shvil shi simuniko, and I'll become the Kohen Gadol. I'll be able to wear these nice clothing. Bolif ne shamai, omer le girani almanasha to see many Kohen Gadol. He said, please be megayer me, I should be able to be a Kohen Gadol. So doch bo b'amas habinyan shebiyado. So Shammai threw him out with his measuring stick, meaning Shammai, all his midos were measured exactly, and he didn't put up with nonsense like this. Right? That was his kapdomus. And the truth is, the halacha is like that. You don't, I'm not megayer a ger if he comes for any ulterior motive. Right? So he tells he's coming to become a Kohen Gadol. He had an ulterior motive. He wanted to be a Jew to sake of being a Jew. He wanted to be a Jew so he could be the Kohen Gadol, wear nice clothing. Vol if nehil gire. Hillel was megayer him. Why? Because here again, the halacha is that you're not megayer people for ulterior motives. Like somebody comes, he has a girlfriend, you're not megayer him because you're choshish that he's getting married, he's getting converted in order to be able to marry a Jew. But if the Beis Din knows that even though he has this ulterior motive, that's not the real reason that he's being megayer, right? The Beis Din can ascertain that he really wants it l'shem shemayim, even though there are ulterior motives, but that's not the reason he's being megayer. He's megayer because of the l'shem shemayim. Then they're allowed to megayer him. In addition, if they are megayer him, and he has ulterior motives, it's also a geiris. It's only l'chatchila, it's a din on the Beis Din, they shouldn't be makabel such a geir. But if the Beis Din is convinced that aside from the ulterior motives, the person would be megayer l'shem shemayim anyway, then they can megayer him. They're allowed to megayer him, and that happens many times. Where even though there could be ulterior motives, but if we're assured that the person wants a Megayer, L'shem Shamayim anyway, then we're Megayer. Or in other situations, where even if it's for ulterior motives, well, we know the Ger will be Mekabel, a Torah, Mamish. He's doing it for the ulterior motives, right? For instance, people are married already. The guy's married to a Goya, and she wants to convert. And we know she'll convert Kedin. But obviously they're doing it because they want to remain married. And there's no way of breaking up the marriage. Then it's preferable to be megayer her, to be motzi him from this aveira. If we know that the ger is going to be good, then not to be megayer and because of the ulterior motive. So there are times that not only are we megayer when we're sure that even though there's an ulterior motive, that's not the ikker, but even when we know that is the ikker. But if they know that the person will be megayer good and the alternative is worse, then you're allowed to megayer them too. So Omer Lake. So both in Elgiri. Omer le klum amid a melech el amish yodeh tassisei malchus. You want to be a Kohen Gadol, right? You don't make somebody a melech unless he knows the laws of the malchus. We don't make somebody a Kohen Gadol unless he knows what it means to be a Kohen Gadol. Leich lemo tassisei malchus. Go and learn what the halachas are of this. You're going to be a leader. You have to know what the halachas are. Cholach v'korah. So he went and he learned. Kivin shigia v'hazor akorev yumas. Came to the Pasuk, Vahazor HaKarev Yumas, Omerle Mikra Zel Minemar. So here also, could be that he wasn't a Ger yet. He only used Makabel him for Geras, like we said. He wasn't Megayer him yet. And therefore he only learned Chumash. Chumash you're allowed to learn with a Goy. Especially a Christian or whatever, you're allowed to learn Chumash, because they believe in the Chumash. So, but the Chumash, Torah Shabbat, he went to learn with it. He went to learn. Otherwise you could have told him Pashut, what the halachas were. Told him, go learn the Chumash yourself. She came to the pasuk Hazor Hakarev Yumos. Anybody who's not a Kohen, who comes close places where he's not allowed to be, and or does avoda he's not allowed to do, is Chayiv Misa. Omerle Mikrozel Minemar. Who's this Zor? Right? Who's a Zor that can't be a Kohen? Well, Minemar. Omerle Afiu Al David Melech Yisrael. Even David HaMelech, I can't be a Kohen. And if he does the things that a Kohen is supposed to do, it's Chayiv Misa. Noso, so Ger, Kal V'chomer B'Yasmo. So the Ger said, well, so if David HaMelech can't be a Kohen, Kal V'chomer, Ma Yisrael, Shenikru Bonim L'Makom, U'mitoch Ava, She'ohavam, Karim Lohem B'ni B'chori Yisrael, K'siv Aleihem V'azor HaKarev Yumas. If Jews, born Jews, who are called Bonim Lashem, and the Rebbein Shem calls them B'ni B'chori, and still they can't be Kohanim, and if they act like Kohanim, then the Chayiv Misa, right, Ger HaKal, Shebo B'maklo V'tarmilo, Arachas Kal, Ger, right, who doesn't come from stock that's called Bonim Lamakom, he's only converting, surely he can't be a Kohen Gadol, he can't be a Kohen, and that pasuk applies to him. So Balef Neshama, Omerle Klum Roy, Anilos Kohen Gadol, why'd you throw me out? Why don't you just tell me, Pashit, I can't be a Kohen Gadol, right? Right, I thought that anybody could be a Kohen Gadol, so I was interested in converting. Why don't you tell me when I came to convert that I can't be a Kohen Gadol? Valuksi b'Torah, v'azor akvarev yumas. Now he's a big Talmud Chacham. He's telling Shammai already what it says in the Torah. Right? Don't you know, Shammai, that a ger can't be a Kohen Gadol? It says the Pharisee in the Torah, v'azor akvarev yumas. Balef Nehillel, omerle anvison Hillel, yonuchu lecha brachos al roshecha. So he went to Hillel and he said, Hillel, you're a patient man, right, a humble person. Bracha should be on your head. Shehi krafti tachas kanfei ashchina. Because of you, I became a Jew. Because if it wouldn't have been for you, right, I would have never had the chance to be a Yid, and I would have lost out.
What did Shammai answer
him? Why did he answer him? Shammai said he did kahalocha. Right? Too bad. Okay. So you want to become a Jew, do it normally. If you can't do it normally, then it's not my achrayus. My achrayus is to do what the Rebbein Hashem said, and the halacha is like this. Hillel saw that because Hillel had a different midah, so he functioned with his midah, right? He didn't go against the halacha, he didn't go around. He figured that eventually this will come around, but Shammai didn't look at that. Shammai looked at what is now, and he also did right, 100% right. Not mekabel geirim that want to be kohanim gedolim. But Hillel looked through the facade and he saw this guy really means it, and the fact that he wants to be a Kohen Gadol is not the ikar. And eventually he'll become a ger without being a Kohen Gadol. Liyomim nizdavgu shlosh telam makom echad. After a while, these three gerim got together, right, because they all had some common past of going before Shammai and Hillel. Amru kapdenuso shel Shammai bikshu letordeinu min ha'olam, and the senuso shel Hillel kervanu tachas kanfei ashchina. It would have been only for Shammai, all of us would not have ever become Jews. And we would have been lost from this world of Yiddishkeit. I don't think they would have been lost from Olam Haba, because if they would have been Goyim Tzadik, and they could have Olam Haba too. We're lost from the Olam Haba of a Jew. That they would have lost. And Hillel brought us Tachas Kanfei Ashchina. Okay, Rashi. We didn't hear so. Idach shar divrei Torah perusha. The hamilsa hu ladas is a davar sonoi zil gemar v'teida. The rest of the Torah is just the explanation. What is sonoi? What should be hated? What's it called? What does the Rabban Shalom not want you not to listen to him? Or what is hated? What's wrong? Right? What's called gezel that it's hated to somebody else? Because if it's mutter or it's a mitzvah, then it's not hated. So you have to learn, if you have the general rule, don't do anything that you wouldn't want people to do to you, so now you have to know what you shouldn't want people to do to you either. Right? Stam, just because of your subjective preference, that doesn't make sense. Right? It has to be something that's fit not to want to have somebody do to you. So you have to know what's right and what's wrong. So go learn. Rav Kiveger says, a cute word, he says that you can learn that what Hillel told him differently. Mada alech soni, right? That which is hated to you, meaning the Yetzer Hara. L'chavra chlosav, don't make him your friend. Right? Don't make the Yetzer Hara your friend. Right? If the Yetzer Hara is your enemy, don't make him your friend. That's the whole Torah. And the rest of it is just what not to make, befriend the Yetzer Hara in. Sofer Malamed Tinoko. Sofer was a person who taught children. Tachsi se tikune tzorche hamelech l'fi akovet. Right? Go and learn the different ways that you have to honor the king. Okay. You're going to be a Kohen Gadol. You're going to be ministering to the king. Know what the rules of the Malchus are. Shloshto Nagerim Halalu. All these three Gerim came together. Okay, let's go on. Omrei Shlokish. May Dixi, V'hoya Emunas Itecha, Chosen Yeshuos, Chochmas Vadas, Emunas Zeseder Zroim. Itecha Zeseder Moed. Chosen Zeseder Noshim. Yeshuos Zeseder Nezikin, Chochmas Zeseder Kodshim, V'das Zeseder Taharos. V'afilu Hachi, Yiras Hashem Yotzoro. And even so, even if you have all this Torah, the main thing is the Otzer, the treasure house that the Rabban Shalom has is Yiras Shamayim. Right, that's the end of the pasuk. Yiras Hashem Yotzoro. So these are the different Sdorim of the Mishnah. So Rashi says, let's see Rashi, first Seder Zroyim. Why is that called Emunos? Sha'al Emunas Ha'odim Somech Lahafrish Ma'isros of Karoi. Rashi learns emuna means ne'emonis. You're trustworthy. You can rely on a person to take off trumas and maestras. Right? It's on his word. Nobody's forcing him, and nobody's looking over his shoulder. He has to be a ne'emon. So emuna means trustworthy, faithfulness. Tosfos says, emuna seder zroi, meforesh b'yushalmi, shemamin b'chai ha'olamim v'zoreya. He has belief in God. If you put a seed in the ground, decomposes. You have to have emunah in the Rabban Shalom. Something's going to come out of it. So a person who plants has emunah in the Rabban Shalom. Others say, I think Rabbi Cheskov Avramsky says, a lot of people don't believe in God are farmers. And they know that's the way of the world. You put a plant, you put a seed, it grows. Why do you have to have big emunah in the Rabban Shalom to plant seeds? But he says what it means is you need emunah to believe that it's not you that's doing it. You have to have emunah that the Rabban Shalom is doing it. Now you do all the work, right? And then you're expected to take off trumas and maestras because it's not my doing. The Rabban Shalom gave it to me. I put all the work into it. I put all the work and the hashkah, right? I invested, right? So you have to be a big maimon to believe that it's not you that caused this thing, that it's the Rabban Shalom that caused it. Which, if you think about it a little while, you realize that you couldn't have caused this altogether. You put the seed in the ground. You can't make it grow. So it's obvious that what's it called, that the Rabban Shalom made it grow. But even though you put all the effort, so that's the emunah that's necessary. Marsha says, another idea of emunah, it's referring to brachos, the first mesechta in Seder Zroyim. And brachos deals with Kriya Shema, with making a bracha, believing that everything comes from the Rabban Shalom, and Amen, answering Amen, which is even bigger than the bracha. So the first Masechta in Zroyim has to do with Emunah. So it's not Zroyim in general that has to do with Emunah, it's brachos that has to do with Emunah. So that's Seder Zroyim.
Maybe they have Emunah that when you give away all your gifts to Kohanim,
Yeah, okay. That's what Rashi says. Adam Somech Lahafrish Maestros of Karoi, right? That he's faithful to give it. You have to have emunah also that you believe that you're not going to lose because of that. Chosen, why is Chosen Seder Noshim? Loshen Yorshim, Yichus. Yichus Chosen has to do with heirs. Dal Yedei Isha Noldu Yorshim. Through women, through marriage, come Yorshim. And the Marsha says Chosen is also Notrikon. Chelek Seder Noshim. Chin Chesin Nun is Chelek Seder Noshim. Is Chosin. Seder Nezikin. Moshion Mazir Lifrosh Mehezek Vamechayib Mama. Seder Nezikin saves you from doing damage and having to pay. So it saves you from hurting other people. And the Marsha says also, Keneged the Nezikin, Arba Ovos Nezikin, down in this world, there's Arba Ovos Nezikin that the Rabban Hashem brings upon us in the spiritual world. So Moshi on that, by not being Mazik people here, you're saving yourself from Nezikin in the spiritual world. Das, Odif mi Chochma. Das is greater than Chochma. He, Otsaro, who Iker HaChoshu Be'enov, Letz or Velaso Skula Lizikorin. The main thing that the Rabban Hashem wants is Yira Shamayim. From all the Torah, the main thing is Yira Shamayim. That's what the Rabban Hashem puts in his storehouse. And Mefarshim explain that a person puts away for safekeeping that which you can't replace easily. If you can replace it easily, you don't put it in the safe. But But if it's something that if it's taken, you won't be able to replace it, then the Rabbanu Shem can replace everything. So he doesn't have to put anything away in a treasure house, except one thing. Hakol bidei shamayim chutz miyira shamayim. The only thing the Rabbanu Shem can't replace is yira shamayim. It's not totally in him, it's totally in people. So yira shamayim he puts in a safe, because that he can't replace easily. Okay, let's go on. They ask over here, Lechora, if Chochma, if Das is greater than Chochma. Chochma is Stam knowledge. Das is Ruach HaKodesh. Right? The Chochma, the Svun of the Das. Rashi says in Chumash, Das is Ruach HaKodesh. So then, Lechora Kodshim is greater than Taras. Because Tahara comes before Kedusha. Tahara is just not having negative. Kedusha is something positive. The last Midah is Kedusha, is Ruach HaKodesh. So the Chora, why does Chochma go with Kodshim, right, which is lesser, and Das go with Taharas? It should be just the opposite. So the Marsha says that over here, what we'll see later, that Das doesn't mean Ruach HaKodesh. Over here, Das means Lahavin Dover Mitotover, Bina. What normally Bina means, Rashi says it in a little while, what normally Bina is what Das is over here. Okay, over here, Das is not, right? So Rashi is just telling us the fact that normally Das is greater than Chachma. But in this context, Taka, Das is not greater than Chachma. Right? Chachma, once you have the Chachma, then you can understand things, you can infer things from the Chachma. But first you need the Chachma. So Kodshim is really what's it called, the higher Madrega, and that's Chachma, and then comes Das. In fact, the Marsha says it just happens to be, you want to say it according to the Pasuk, and the Pasuk says Chochmas before Das, and Kodshim comes before Taras, so it had to put the two together. Right? But not necessarily because that's the kind of Chochma or Das that you need. I was thinking of a different idea. Right? Before a person has Tahara, it's very difficult to get it. Right? You need a tremendous amount of Chochma to get Tahara. But once you're Tahar, right, above the Tahar Messiah low. So once you're Tahar, it's easier to get to Kedusha. Because you're Tahar. So you need less Chochma to get from Tahara to Kedusha than to get the Tahara to begin with. To get the Tahara to begin with, you need the Ruach HaKodesh, you need Das. But once you have the Tahara, now you're Tahar, now a person who's Tahar is able to learn much easier. You only need his Chochma to get the Kodshim. So why is the Tahara before, why is the Kodshim before the Taharas? The Chora, first you have to have Tahara, then you can get Kedusha. But the idea is many times the things go according to the goal. In other words, the first things are the means, right? Zroyim, Moed, right? Those are the means. What is the goal? Kodshim is the Iker goal. And Taharis is the way to get to Kodshim. First you have to be Tar before you can be Kodesh. So the goal is mentioned first, Kodshim, and then the means to get there is Taharis. And therefore Kodshim is easier to get than Taharis because you have to have Taharis before you can get to Kodshim. They also ask, why is the only one that's in the singular, right, Zroyim, Noshim, Nezikin, why is Moed only one? It should say Moadim, right, it's similar to all the other ones. So they say that, what's it called, that it's not Lefi the right Seder, I think Yaakov Kamenetsky says this, because the Seder of Shas isn't according to the Seder of Moadim. Sukkah and Yuma come before Rosh Hashanah. So it's not Lefi the Seder of the Moadim. So Moed is the Seder of every Moed in itself. According to each Masechta follows the Seder of that, like we showed in Shabbos, goes Lefi the day of Shabbos. So it's Moed, but it's not Seder Moadim, it's Seder Moed. Each one to itself is a Seder. Let's think of another reason, that there are no separate Moadim. Moed means every Yontif is a different way of meeting the Rabbanu Shalom. There's only one meeting. There's just different ways of having that meeting. So Moed means this is the Masechta that deals with having a Hisvadus, having a meeting with the Rabbanu Shalom. Right? So it's not separate Moadim, it's all one Moed, right? It's separate ways of getting that Moed. But it's all one Moed of meeting. You're meeting the same Rabbanu Shalom every time. Okay. Okay. Let's go on. So now the Gemara says like this. Omar Rava, B'shoshim achnisim odim ledin, omrim lo nosato v'nososa b'emuna. Now they ask him questions that follow the Seder of Seder Mishnayis. The first question is nosato v'nososa b'emuna. The first Seder is emuna. So they ask him about emuna. Right? Did you deal in business honestly? Nosata v'nasasa b'emuna. That's one pshat. Others learn nosata v'nasasa b'emuna means did you deal in the parshios of emuna? Did you nosata v'nasata? Were you nosay v'nosayin in inyonim of emuna? Not emuna meaning belief, rather than did you deal in business honestly? Emuna can mean belief. It can mean honesty. So one pshat is, did you deal honestly in business? And the other one is, did you delve into the parshios of emunah, of belief? Kavata itim l'Torah. Did you set aside times for learning Torah? And the Marshal points out times. One in the morning, one in the evening. The person has to have two times in the day to learn. Tvias itim. Asakta v'pruervu. Were you osek in pruervu? So it doesn't say were you makai in pruervu, because that's not in a person's hand. Asakta, the Marshal learns, doesn't even mean that you got married and attempted to have children, because that's most that a person is chayiv to do. He can't guarantee he's going to have children. That's up to the Rabbanu Shalom. But the Marsha says even less than that. Even that's not asakta. It doesn't say kiyamta or asakta means, did you see to it that people should have children? Did you marry off yisomim to yisomos or whatever? Did you see to it whatever you could do to promote shiduchim or whatever you did? That's the chiyuv of asakta b'pruvu. See, peace of Yeshua. Did you look forward to Mashiach coming? Pilpalta bechachma. Were you mafalpil bechachma? He vanta dover mitok dover. And that's the das. Did you understand things from other things that you learned? So each of these six sidorim is represented by the six questions they ask you after you die and you go to the Beis and Shalmala. So Tosa says what? What did you? That's Yeshua's. Yeshua's is Nezikin. So it's a piece of Yeshua.
What's the connection?
What?
The connection
to what?
To Nezikin.
No, Nezikin, we said Yeshua's is that it saves a person from damaging other people having to pay. That's in this world. It also saves you from Dinei Shamayim. So the ultimate world where people aren't damaging each other is when Mashiach comes. The what's it called? The Tosus over here asks, it seems from here that the first question they ask you is on your business. And the second one is on Divrei Torah. Yet the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, Ein tchilas dino shel adam el al Divrei Torah. So Tosus says, Ein echanami. They first judge you on Divrei Torah. But the first question they ask you is about your business. So it doesn't explain why they would do such a thing. So we have explained in the past that person who does business properly, honestly, and he does it for the sake that he'll be able to learn, so his working is considered part of his learning. So we can't know how much time you were koveya itim l'Torah unless we know first if you were an what's it called, nasata v'nasasa b'emuna. Because if you worked properly, then what's it called, then we know that your Torah was even more than what you thought it was. That's one pshat. Others say just the opposite, that if you really were honest in business and you really believed that the Rabbanu Shalom was the one who was, what's it called, giving you parnasa, you didn't think it was kochi votzim yodi, because if you thought it was kochi votzim yodi, then you weren't nasata v'nasasa b'emuna. You didn't deal with emuna, right, belief, when you did business. You obviously were kofar in the Rabbanu Shalom. So how do we know if you were nasata v'nasasa b'emuna, kavat itim l'Torah? Right? Did you were koveya itim l'Torah? Did you believe the Rabbanu Shalom gives you parnasa, and therefore when you learned, you weren't taking off from your parnasa because that's what the Rabbanu Shalom wants? But if you didn't believe that and you weren't koveya itim l'Torah, then obviously you weren't nosata v'nosasa b'emuna. That's one shot. The Marsha says it's talking about two different kinds of people. Somebody who's Torah sum naso, so the first thing they ask him about is Torah. Somebody who is meshalev. What's it called, working with learning, so him they first ask about his business. Right, so two different kinds of people, two different Gemaras. And the Gros says, very poshut, all of this is about Divrei Torah. Because all of that was, did you learn the Seder's Roy? And when you come to Beis and Shalmala, they ask you, did you learn Emuna? Nasata v'nasasa b'emuna, Emuna meaning Seder's Roy. Did you learn Seder's Roy? Kovata itim la Torah? Right? Did you learn Seder Moed? Right? Itecha? Did you learn, what's it called, Sakta b'pruervu? Were you osek in the mesechtas that have to do with pruervu? All of this is on Divrei Torah. But they ask you specifically, did you learn all Shisha Sidrei Mishnah? That's the thing. It says, in fact, in Midrashim, they ask you about everything. Did you learn everything? Right? Every piece of Torah they ask you. Did you learn Chumash? Did you learn Mishnah? Did you learn Gemara? Did you learn Zohar? Did you learn? And if you don't answer in the positive, you have to have a good excuse. Why not? Right? But they ask you about everything. Kol HaTorah Kula. So here they ask you every Seder. Did you learn all Mishnayos, all Shas, whatever, each Seder? So it's all Divrei Torah. No contradiction. These are not separate things. Each one's going on. Did you learn that Seder in Mishnayos? Okay, let's see Rashi. Kovata itim lefishadam tzarek lisasik v'derech eretz. Person has to work. Shimein derech eretz ain't Torah. If you don't work, you can't eat. If you can't eat, you can't learn Torah. Hutzrach likboa itim l'Torah. So a person has to work for a living, has to be koveya itim l'Torah. He has to make sure that he has times that are immutable. Dover kotzul shalo yimshach kol hayom derech eretz. Otherwise, you get bogged down in your work, you never learn. So if you don't make set times for learning, right, you're never, if you're working, you're never going to be able to learn. And others say, I think Rosh Hashanah Shavuot Hor says, my Rosh Hashanah used to say it also, Kovata Itim LaTorah, the question is, did you make the times fit the Torah, or did you make the Torah fit the times? Kovata Torah LaItim, or Kovata Itim LaTorah? Right? That's the question a person's asked, right? Did you change the Torah to fit the times, or did you change the times to fit the Torah? The Pirah B'Rivya Hainu Chosin, Tzipis L'Yeshua L'Divrei HaNeviim. Did you look forward to the time that what the Nevi'im prophesized would come? Hevanta dover mitoch dover, hainu das. Rashi says over here, mevin dover mitoch dover, which is usually bina, in this context is das.